Hey, Barbara.
Morning, Kino. The first story, part of it links to that interview you just did, which I thought was quite a powerful statement, was that Israel, who considers Lebanon an enemy state, and in fact, I think technically is still at war with Lebanon in terms of treaties that haven't been signed. But yesterday, Tel Aviv stood in solidarity with its neighbor, and the city's municipality building was lit up with an image of the Lebanese flag as a show of support for Beirut. And the mayor of Tel Aviv said, humanity comes before any conflict, and our hearts are with the Lebanese people following this terrible disaster. So I just want to make it clear that, that caller that you referred to, two wrongs don't make a right, or that you can't, it's not about that. I mean, this was a tragic accident. War is a different issue, and there were civilians here who were killed and injured, and I think I'm glad Israel's actually done that.
Yep.
Also, the Egyptian pyramids were lit up with the Lebanese flag, and in Dubai, the Leif Khalifa, the big building there. So I think that's quite cool. Obviously, that doesn't translate into aid, which they're going to need in a big way, because
Absolutely.
Apparently even their medical depot was blasted and they don't even have paracetamol at the moment. But I wanted to go on to just a video that's gone viral. And I mean, obviously millions of stories will come out of this Beirut blast, but a 29-year-old bride, Isra Seblani, was in the middle of her wedding video in this square in Beirut in her beautiful wedding gown and veil, posing for her wedding video. And in the middle of the video, the bomb blast goes off. And that footage of her standing there looking very glamorous and happy, it's cut short as the cameraman's camera goes all shaky and all over the place. And she ended up, obviously, thank goodness none of them were killed or injured. And she is a doctor, and she did actually also jump in and help a bit. But just having to deal with the aftermath on the day of your wedding, I just think that's why that video's gone viral.
Absolutely. I saw the video. Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's just this sort of like, I think what it shows is this moment where everything's just normal. And then
all changes.
Yeah, there was just something remarkable about that quickness of that. Then the second thing I wanted to discuss, it is about Trump, but it's more about Trump's campaign. So they've just put out one of their latest adverts, which is one of their campaign adverts, which is to obviously diss his opponent, Joe Biden. And in this advert, they obviously want to make him appear cowardly, weak, and all alone. And it starts off with the writing, deep in the heart of Delaware, Joe Biden sits in his basement, alone, hiding, diminished. Now, let's just listen. It's a very short little ad. Let's just listen. It's a video, but let's listen to the words.
Deep in the heart of Delaware, Joe Biden sits in his basement, alone, hiding, diminished, refusing to answer questions about the crazy far-left ideas he's adopted. A massive tax increase, allowing China and Mexico to steal our jobs. Amnesty for illegal immigrants, letting them compete for American jobs. Biden has no answers, and after five decades of failure, he never will.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Right. Now, the point is that almost all the images used in the video have been doctored. So they've taken Biden, who was apparently at a rally with a microphone pressed against his forehead, and they've actually photoshopped out the microphone so that it looks like he's standing with his hand on his forehead looking dejected. They've taken a picture of him sitting on the floor, hiding in his basement, as they call it, which the photographer herself says she was at his house when she took the photograph. There was a whole lot of people there, even the dog. So, I suppose my question to people is that okay? You know, is it okay to literally use pictures without permission from the photographers to then actually doctor them to tell a certain story? It feels extremely immoral and unethical to me, no matter who your opponent is.
You're being very unfair, I think. You can't, put a question to people where they already know the answer. What's that called again? I forget the name of the type of question that you've just asked. You know
a
what
rhetorical
I mean?
There
question.
There
we go, rhetorical question. Come on. We know what the answer is. But I think the one thing we do know, and I've said this before, and I will stick to my words, there are enough stupid people in America, right? Enough navel gazers, enough racists, who will just buy into it? And my question, Barbara.
Fake. I mean, all he ever says, Donald Trump, is fake news. Yet his own campaign does something completely fake. The irony. I don't know what the word is.
I don't
is,
think but... anybody's surprised, quite frankly. But
I know, but he has got supporters who listen to him. Anyway, the final story I'm going to mention is hashtag Light SA Red. Now, this is a campaign that a South African group has started to try and boost support around the live events industry to make their voices heard. And this happened yesterday evening. And I don't know if you noticed it. I didn't. Red lights lit up between 6 and 8 p.m. Table Mountain, the Cape Town Stadium, the City Hall, the Castle, the Civic Center, the V&A Waterfront, Clock Tower, and a lot of restaurants and other venues, theaters participated. I just hope that this is not a once-off thing, that if they're going to try and make this into a sort of an awareness campaign, that they maybe do it like on the weekend when people are actually out and about. And the pictures are quite startling and beautiful. And I have mentioned it because I feel strongly that these live events and entertainment industry people are suffering terribly. But I just think you're going to run a campaign, maybe, I don't know, maybe not on a Wednesday evening. I don't know.
Oh, shame, man.
But I mean, I'm going to maybe try and post some of the pictures online because they actually were quite amazing. I mean, the whole stadium was red.
Now, Martin Myers was on with us, and I think he spoke of the pain that a lot of people in the industry are going through. And I just think, yeah, man, it's not lekker when people are not knowing where their food's going to come from, let alone trying to find money for a bond. So.
But I think a media campaign or a sort of a campaign like that in the public spaces is a nice idea. But I think they should maybe just do it once. I think they should try and build it up a bit.
I think so.
Just my thoughts.
Absolutely agree with you.
Okay. And then day 133 of lockdown. So not great news because we've hit the highest day of death toll numbers in South Africa with 414 deaths in one day. And I recall back months ago when those kind of numbers were coming out, Italy, we were like aghast. And now we're not as aghast. So the cumulative total in South Africa now is over 529,000 of confirmed cases. And as I said, these 414 deaths yesterday bringing the death toll in South Africa to 9,298. That's 135 deaths yesterday reported in the Eastern Cape. That sink in. Yeah, 45 from Gauteng, 34 from the Western Cape, and then and actually, can I just add, 122 from the Free State.
But there is another number that we need to look at.
Which is the recovery.
I think, I think
which is now at 71%. Yes. So, yes, that is great news. I mean, I am happy to report that the recovery rate is now at 71%. But I think the point is, I think as William Kesey said yesterday, we know Western Cape, Gauteng, they're starting to go down in the Eastern Cape, and that Free State and other areas are starting to go up. So, that's just going to have to take its toll as it moves through the country. Close to 19 million cases worldwide at this point. So we're heading for that 20 million mark. Over 706,000 deaths globally and over 11 million recoveries.
Barbara, thank you so much for that.